Hollywood packs movie theaters with prestige pictures in December. After that, the movie industry mostly lets filmgoers catch up with all the awards nominees for a few weeks. But worthy new movies still do crop up in January. This week, NPR's critic Bob Mondello finds much to admire in two foreign films. They're about people who are desperate to make connections. One is the Chilean comedy Gloria. The other is the French thriller Stranger by the Lake.
We first see the exuberant title character in Gloria dancing by herself in a disco in Santiago. She is middle-aged with a hairstyle and oversized glasses that Dustin Hoffman could have worn in Tootsie. Thankfully, they look better on her. 10 years after her divorce, her grown kids don't need her, her only regular visitor is a neighbor's cat, and she's looking to connect. Rodolfo, whom she meets at a dance club, seems just right. Handsome, attentive, maybe a little too devoted to his ex-wife, but when she brings that up over lunch,
¿Estás separado o no estás separado?
She does it with a smile. The deck can seem stacked against women in her situation, but Gloria, played without a trace of self-pity by Paulina Garcia, is gamely doing the best she can with the hand she's been dealt. Yes, she sometimes makes unfortunate choices, one of which, sadly, is Rodolfo. Happily, when she realizes that, she's able to exact a bit of retribution and come out dancing. Gloria is a movie that may show its heroine being knocked around for daring to dream, but that also acknowledges the power of the dream. The characters in the French film Stranger by the Lake are also looking to connect, though not in dance halls. Picture blue-green water, pebbly beaches, dense woods, families cluster on the far side of the lake. But on the side we see, there are only men. It's a gay cruising spot, frequented by mostly nude sunbathers and swimmers, many of whom come here often enough to know each other by sight, though rarely by name. We watch as Frank, a handsome 30-something regular, strikes up a conversation with a newbie, pudgy, middle-aged Henri, who sits apart from the rest.
J'ai pas peur du silure.
C'est vite 10 mètres.
De 5, ça suffira.
Entirely platonic encounter, just two guys talking about whether the lake is really home to a 15-foot catfish. As they talk, though, Franck eyes other men heading up to the woods for less platonic encounters. Other films might leave to your imagination what goes on in the woods. This one makes graphically explicit a Kama Sutric display of men with men, other men watching. Physical intimacy coupled with social isolation. Just how much isolation becomes clear when the sun sets, and from the now deserted woods, Franck watches two swimmers in the middle of the lake horsing around, and then not. One man's head disappears underwater and doesn't resurface. The other man swims to shore, dresses, looks around, and leaves. By which point, Stranger by the Lake has become an unnerving mix of Hitchcock's Rear Window and William Friedkin's Cruising. Sex intertwined with murder, fear battling desire, and the police discovering that voyeurs don't make good witnesses if no one ever exchanges names or phone numbers.
Mais moi, je trouve que parfois vous avez une
drôle. You have, observes the detective as everyone dodges his questions, a funny way of loving each other. An indictment, clearly, although Strangers by the Lake suggests that for these characters, danger and desire intersect with more complexity than outsiders will ever see. I'm Bob Mondello.